This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manira kanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare manira anasi uri musi wemuvhuro chikunguru 18 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti ezvine zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Vari kutungamira urongwa hashtag this flag, Pastor Ivan Mawarire, vosangana nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa. Vagari vemuchinoi vanobatana nenhengo dzebato reMDCT mukuratidzira muguta iri panguva iyo zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvichiratidzirawo. Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reZimbabwe People First, amai Joyce Mujuru, vanoti nyika inofanira kushamwaridzana nenyika dzose pasi rino kuitira kupedza matambudziko akatarisana nenyika munyaya dzezveupfumi uye munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Chikwata cheHighlanders chotungamira makwikwi eCasolaga Premier Soccer League. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Vari kutungamira urongwa hashtag this flag, Pastor Ivan Mawarire, vari muSouth Africa umo vari kusangana nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri munyika iyi. Pastor Mawarire vanoti hachisi chokwadi kuti vari kuda kutsvaga upoteri kunze kwenyika sezviri kutaurwa mune mamwe mapepanhau, vachiti vari muSouth Africa umo vane basa ravari kuita uye vari kutarisirwa kuenda kuAmerica munguva inotevera nebasa zvekare. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yaitwa naMavelous Muhlanganyawi weStudio 7 naPastor Mawarire.
Pare zvino ndiri muguta reJohannesburg munyika yeSouth Africa. Ndakafamba nebasa rangu randinozviitira. Pamusoro paizvozvo takabva tabatanidzirawo kusanganawo nevana veZimbabwe vanogara muno munyika yeSouth Africa, tichimbogurirana nekugoverana zviri kuitika kumusha uyezve kuti tinzwewo kuti vanofungei kuti toenda kupi nebasa ratiri kubata.
Pane vamwe vari kuti ivo pane zvamaita pari zvino zviri kuenda kupi? Chii chaizvo chamuri kuda kuona chichizoitika mune ramangwana?
Chatiri kuda kuona chekutanga, regai nditizvo, chinhu chatoitika. Chiitiko ichi kubatana kwevana veZimbabwe panyaya yematambudziko atakatarisana nawo. Asi kubatana kwacho nekuchitarisawo kuti zvino toindepi, tovaka Zimbabwe yakadii. Saka ndinoona sekuti izvo takatobudirira kare pakutanga nekubatana kwedu. Tichisumuka tese, tichitaura tese nguva imwe chete.
Tinoonazve vamwe vanoti aiwa Pastor Ivan Mawarire, basa ravari kuita rakanaka chose, asi vanenge vari kuita umbimbi ndoga, havana vamwe vavari kushanda navo. Zvinofamba sei ipapa?
Ndinoona sekuti izvo vana veZimbabwe ndinoona taane nguva yakareba tichitungamirirwa nemapato akasiyana-siyana anenge ane vanhu vakawanda vanenge vachitungamirira kana kubata-bata basa racho. Ini ndinoti izvo pabato ratinaro iri ndere munhu wese. Ndofunga ndo mutsauko uripo pane mapato agara achivakwa makore apfuura aya. Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti umwe neumwe mwana weZimbabwe ndiye mutungamiriri webato irori reThis Flag. Saka tinenge tichiti izvo pfungwa dzako semunhu iwewe dzinotodikanwa, dzinotoita. Kana kuti kwauri ikokoko chisumukawo, chitsvagawo chaungaite kuti ndobata nepapi kana kuti ndopa pfungwa ipi kudai taita chakati kuti zvifambire mberi. Saka hausi mbimbi ndoga tiri pamwe chete.
Pane vamwe vangada kuziva kuti dai mawana mukana imi saPastor Ivan Mawarire mungada here kutungamira iyo nyika yeZimbabwe?
Inini ndiri munhu waMwari. Zvematongerwo enyika hazvisi zvinhu zvandakafungira kana kuindira kuchikoro. Saka kwete, ini ndicharamba ndichingodii tichingosimudza inzwi redu tichingoti hurumende yapinda iyoyo tinenge tingori nayo tichivabvunzurudza.
Awo vanga wari Pastor Ivan Mawarire vari parunare muSouth Africa namavhilasi muhlanganya uye weStudio 7. Zvichakadaro nasi zvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muSweden zvaratidzira pamuzinda weZimbabwe uri munyika iyi. Zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakaratidzirawo muAmerica neZuro zvimwe zvichiratidzira kunyika dzakaita seAustralia, Canada neScotland. Vagari vemuchinoi vakabatana nenhengo dzeMTCT inotungamirwa naMorgan Tsvangirai mukuratidzira kwakaitika muguta iri nemusi wemugovera. Mutori wedu wenhau Arthur Chigoriwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vamwe mabhizinisi nevanotengesa mumigwagwa vakambomira basa ravo apo vakapinda mukuratidzira uko kwakashamisa vakawanda muchinhoi muchiitiko chinonzi nevamwe chisati chamboitika kwenguva yakareba. Asi veruzhinji vakashinga vakabatana nenhengo dzeMDCT mukuratidzira vachiti zvinhu zvaoma munyika nekuda kwekusafambiswa zvakanaka kwenyaya dzezveupfumi nehurumende inotungamirirwa navaRobert Mugabe. Kunyange kuratidzira uku kwakambenge kwarambidzwa nemapurisa vachiti havana mapurisa akakwana, mutongi wedare muchinhoi vatakawira Mugabe vakapa mutongo nechishanu wekuti kuratidzira kuenderere mberi sezvo iri kodzero yevanhu kuratidzira munyika. Amai konsili achinanzvavana vakambopambwa nenhengo dzevasori muna 2008 vakashungurudzwa pamwe nemurume wavo nevamwe kwemazuva makumi mashanu nemashanu vakapindawo mukuratidzira uku. Amai chinanzvavana vanoti munyika mune nzara yapfunya chisero nekuda kwekubiwa kwemari yezviwanikwa nevakuru muhurumende.
Vana veZimbabwe kwenguva yakareba vanga vakanyarara. Asi mukunyarara kwavo zviri kuti vanga vasingarwadziwe. Vana veZimbabwe vari kurwadziwa. Nyika haina kumira zvakanaka. Munyika mune nzara. Munyika mune hurombo. Chinonyanya kurwadza ndechekuti hurombo uhwu haundewo kuzviitisa. Vana veZimbabwe vaifanira kugadzirwa industry. Vana veZimbabwe vangadai vari kuenda kubasa. Nhasi uno tiri kutengera vana maunderwear vari 25 to 30 years old. Asi nyore. Vana varwadziwa. Tine nzara munyika.
Mumwe wechidiki akati anoda kudanwa nezita rekuti Obei anoti vaMugabe vanofanirwa kusiya basa nekuti vakundikana kutungamirira nyika kuti ibve munzara. Obei anoti vaMugabe vatadza kupa mabasa anosvika 2.2 million avakavimbisa pavaitsvaga rutsigiro musarudzo dzemuna 2013. Obei anoti kushungurudzwa kwevanopikisa vaMugabe pamwe nehuori kwatekeshera munyika ndizvo zvapa kuti varatidzire.
Robert Mugabe nehurumende yake vanoba maresources yedu atakapuwa naNyadenga kunyanyanyanya ngoda tinonzi kuti 15 billion yakanyangarika nokuti iwo havasigona kutichengetedzera. Zvikoshwa zvedu. Imwe nyaya yatiri kuramba sevanhu vemuZimbabwe ndemaabductions ari kuenderera mberi. Itaidzamara wakasimudza izuri akakatira Robert Mugabe nehandichadi nezvako. Saka muteera kwakake kuri rusungwa hwekumbunyikidzwa nanhasi atizita aripi.
Madzimai akawanda akaratidzira vachirova mapoto ainge asina chinhu vachiti mucherechedzo wekuti hapana chekubika mudzimba dzavo. Amai Angelini Mapondera vanogara mumusha weruzhinji wechitambo. Amai Mapondera vanoti havana chekubikira vana vavo kumba.
Kuti mapoto tinaomba nemigoti nemvura asi hupfu hatina, vana vakarara nenzara. Saka chishuwo chekuti zvatakaona mapoto detewo nohupfu, vana vadya sadza nyangwe poriji.
Mumwe wechidiki Lawrence Jinja uyo akapindira mukuratidzira anoti nhamo yekushaya mabasa ndiyo yamutuma kubatana nevamwe mukuratidzira uku. Jinja anoti vaMugabe vanofanirwa kuvapa mabasa sezvavakavimbisa.
President Mugabe ngave vanoda vanhu, ngave vanoita kuti isusu tigute munyika. Otherwise munhu ane nzara ane hasha, isusu hatigone kudzoreka kana Mugabe achitadza kuzadzikisa zvaakatiudza. Ticharamba tichingosimuka sevanhu tichirwadziwa tichinyunyuta kuti Mugabe wezi our 2.2 million jobs dzawakati promise.
Zvimwe zvezvinhu zvakapa kuti vanhu varatidzire zvinonzi zvinosanganisira kusawana mari dzemihoro dzevashandi vehurumende, huori hwatekeshera munyika, kuunzwa kwemari mabond notes pamwe nekutyorwa kwekwedzero dzevanhu munyika. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muchinoi, ndini Arthur Chigoriwa.
Zvichakadaro, mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reZimbabwe People First, amai Joyce Mujuru, vanoti nyika inofanira kushamwaridzana nenyika dzose pasi rino kuitira kupedza matambudziko ari kusangana nawo munyaya dzezveupfumi uye munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Mutori wedu wenhauloida Moyo anoti panyaya inotevera.
Amai Mujuru avo vaimbove mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika uye Zanu PF Robert Mugabe vasati vadzingwa muhurumende nemuZanu PF nekuzoumba bato ravo, vanoti hazvina maturo zviri kuitwa nehurumende zvekuti vanoshamwaridzana chete nyika dzekumabvazuva vachisiya dzimwe dzekumadokero dzinokwanisa kuvayamura. Amai Mujuru vakataura mashoko aya munhandare yeSakubva kuno kwaMutare nemusi weMugovera kumomho yevatsigiri vavo pamusangano wavo wekutanga mudunhu reManicaland kubva pavakaumba Zimbabwe People First.
Tichatarisa kwese mativi ese, toti chinonakira isu weZimbabwe panyika iyi ndechipi. Tinozviwana, kana tazviwana ndo zvatinonangana nazvo. Kana pasina zvatinotsvaka, kuwadire kushoropodze unongosiya zvakadaro. Nokuti mumwe musi uchazowana pakunyuka chaunoda, unonyara kuzoti gogogoi futi. Saka imi muri kuti tine nzara baba. Tine nzara. Ko zvakati zvakafamba sei? Munopindurawo zvakanaka.
Amai Mujuru vanoti hurumende yeZanu PF inotungamirwa navamugabe haina hwaro hwakajeka maringe nekufambiswa nemazvo nyaya dzekurima. Vanoti varimi vazhinji vari kuyaura kunyange vainge vakarima zvakanaka nekuda kwekusabhadharwa mari dzavo nemapazi ehurumende avanenge vatengesera zvirimwa.
Vanhu vaneta vanorimirei? Ndikarima chikafu chacho ndoenda kunotengesa makore nemakore, hakuna mari inouya kubva GMB. Saka ndinorimirei? Iye zvino chibage chakamira kurimwa, kotoni yakamira kurimwa, vanorima fodya ichatomira zvekurimwa, nokuti maitirwo azvo ese ari kuratidza kuti kwatiri kuenda uko kune jira dema, hakuna jira jena uko.
Mutungamiriri weZimbabwe People First akati makambani mazhinji emamutare aipa vazhinji mabasa ainge akavhara nekuda kwekusafambiswa zvakanaka kwemabasa neutungamiriri wavamugabe. Vanoti panguva yavo vaisaona nezvemapazi ehurumende akaondomoka, asi mamwe asinei nemamiriro ezvinhu pari zvino. Amai Mujuru vakakurudzira vamugabe kuti vasiye chigaro vadaidzire dzimwe sarudzo patsva sezvo varemerwa uye kukundikana kugadzirisa matambudziko akatarisana neZimbabwe. Vakati vamugabe chete ndivo vane mhindiro panyaya yekutsakatika kwakaita mangoda ekwachiyadzwa anokosha mabhiriyoni 15 emadhora, sezvo vange vari ivo vari panyanga panguva yekusainirwa kwemakambani aya achera. Vakakurudzira kupedzwa kwehuori muhurumende uye kuti vakuru vose vanobatwa nemhosva iyi vatongwe zvine jekerere pasina zvekutarisa kuti apara mhosva ndiani. Amai Mujuru vakange vari kwaMutare neutungamiriri webato ravo, vazhinji vacho vaimbove makurukota ehurumende yeZanu PF vanosanganisira varugare Gumbo, vaDidmas Mutasa, vadzikamai Mavhaire, Ambassador John Shumba Mvundura nevamwewo. Ndakamirira Studio 7 maMutare, ndini Loida Moyo.
Panopera svondo rino, bato remuAmerica reRepublican Party rinenge radoma zviri pamutemo shoroma vaDonald Trump semunhu achamirira bato iri musarudzo dzekutsvaga mutungamiri weAmerica dzichaitwa muna mbudzi gore rino. kutanga kwemusangano mukuru webato iri nasi kuCleveland mudunhu reOhio kurutarisirwa zvakanyanya uye kurikutarisa zvakanyanya nezvekugadzikana kwemukati menyika iyi pamwe nenyaya dzevanhu vari kupinda munyika iyi. Vanotarisirwa kutaura kumusangano uyu vanosanganisira vaimbova governor weTexas vaRick Perry, amai vane mwana akaurayiwa kuBenghazi kuLibya, vakawanda vanorwira kodzero dzevapoteri, pamwe nemudzimai wavaTrump, amai Melania Trump. Mukutarisa nezvemisangano iyi, Jonga Kandemiri weStudio 7 abata chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri kuCleveland kuri kuitirwa musangano uyu. Dr. Maxwell Shumba vanovazve mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reZimbabwe First.
Misangano iri kuitwa iyi yavanoti maconvention inotidzidzisa zvakawanda zvikuru maererano nenzira dzatinoita misangano yedu kuZimbabwe. Convention yemarepublicans iri kuitwa muCleveland svondo rino inosanganisa bato reRepublican Party necampaign yavaDonald Trump. Ichaitwa muFriday ichasanganisa bato reDemocratic Party necampaign yavaClinton. Zvinoreva izvi, zvinoreva kuti bato ndiro rine zvese zvine chekuita neideology nemafungiro. Ndo rinoita kuti mamembers ati isu tisu vebato iri. Mubato imomo ndo munobva maleaders. Saka tichitarisa svondo rino hazvina kungotanga kuti vakungoita musangano uyu. Vakatanga vaita maprimary kwabva vakuru vanga vachibva mupati vachiti inindoda kuita president, inindoda kuita president. Vakakwikwidzana kukabuda akakunda.
Tiri kuona mafambisiro ari kuitwa misangano iyo kubvira mugadziriro kusvika yatanga saizvozvi kana kuti watanga wemarepublican sezvaitika izvi. Imiwo munozviona sei?
Ndo zvatiri kukurudzira. Kana muchiona isusu kuZimu First, tinokurudzira kuti tinge tichirespektana patinenge tichiita chigadziriro, nokuti chinoita kuti pasaite kumhirizhonga nekuti vanhu vese vanoziva kuti chinangwa ndechei. MuRepublican Party vanhu vese vanoziva kuti ndo munobva munhu anoda kuita president. Hazvitomboita kana kuti imhosva kuti munhu anoti aindoda kuita president. Zvinotokurudzirwa anongonzi oda kuita president, chiita kakampeini yako. Kana iwe waita hwina kana kuitwa maprimary iwe ukahwina, party ichazokusapota. Ndo zvatiri kuita kuZimu First, ndo template yatiri kushandisa kuZimu First yatoda kuti vanhu vasarambe vachinetsana kuti noita 35 years tine mukuru one and kukauya mumwe munhu obva anzi anoda kuita anoda kubvisa president. President anofanira kubviswa nokuti anongorifanga neterm limited.
Avo vanga vari mutungamiri webato reZimbabwe First, Dr. Maxwell Shumba, vari parunare kuCleveland kuOhio vachitaura naJonga Kandemiri weStudio 7. Makateerera kunepfenyuro yeStudio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Mapurisa mana emuKenya apomerwa mhosva yekuponda gweta rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu vawili Kimani, munhu wavaimirira vaJosephat Mwenda, pamwe nemutyairi wemotokari yakavatakura mushure medare vaJoseph Muriri. Mutungamiri wesangano remagweta emuKenya reLaw Society of Kenya vaIsaac Okero vanoti sangano ravo riri kutevera zvakanyanya nyaya iyi, asi vanoziva havo kuti iyi imwe yenyaya dzakawanda dzine chekuita nekuurayiwa kwevanhu zviri kunze kwemutemo. Mutongi wedare remuBaltimore mudunhu reMaryland muAmerica awana mumwe mukuru mukuru wemapurisa anga achipomerwa mhosva ine chekuita nekufa kwemumwe murume wechitema aive muusungwa Freddie Gray, uyo akashaya muna kubvumbiwa 2015 ari mumotokari yemapurisa. Nyaya yanga ichipomerwa mupurisa uyu Brian Rice yanga yakanangana nemubvunzo wekuti angadai akasunga Freddie Gray, uyo akatyoka musana nebhande rinodzivirira njodzi mumotokari. Mu Musangano wemazuva mashanu weInternational AIDS Conference watanga muDurban, South Africa nhasi. Musangano uyu uri kuzeya nyaya dzekudzivirira kupararira kwechirwere cheHIV AIDS. Dingindira remusangano uyu rakanangana nekupa vanhu kodzero dzekuwana mishonga kana vaine utachiwana weHIV AIDS. Mutedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika yeSouth Africa, Vasiri Ramaphosa, ndivo vavhura musangano uyu zviri pamutemo. Vamwe vanyarikani vari pamusangano uyu vanosanganisira munyori mukuru weUnited Nations vaBan Ki-moon, vatungamiri venyika dzemuAfrica, muimbi Elton John uye nevanjiwa mambo kana kuti Prince Harry vekuBritain. Musangano uyu wakarongwa nesangano reInternational AIDS Society uye unonza pamwe chete nyanzvi dzinosvika zviuru gumi nenomwe kubva kunyika dzepasi rino. Nyanzvi idzi dzinenge dzichiisa misoro pamwe chete kuti dzibatsirane kurwisa denda iri iro rauraya vanhu vanodarika mamiriyoni makumi matatu mumakore makumi matatu nemashanu apfuura. Vari kutungamira Zimbabwe kumusangano uyu igurukota rinoona nezveutano Dr. David Parirenyatwa, ava vanoti Zimbabwe iri kuda kuvhara maburi ose angaite kuti vanhu vatsva vatapurirwe chirwere cheHIV AIDS. Zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kumusangano uyu zvinosanganisirawo vaDaniel Molokele, vanova mukuru wesangano reAIDS Accountability International, avo vanoti Zimbabwe ichabatsirikana zvikuru nekuva pamusangano uyu.
Vanhu vese pasi rese vari muno muDurban kuti vaongorore nyaya kuti tingaita sei kuti nyaya yemukondombera kuti tirwise kuti zvipere zvese kuti vanhu vararame.
Mashoko aya atsinirwawo naSachigaro wesangano reZimbabwe Network for Positive Women, amai Martha Tolana.
Wakakosha nekuti ndiwo musangano mukurusa unotariswa zveHIV, TB, malaria nezvimwe zvese zvakangodaro zvingangotenderera pane zvine chekuita neHIV. Zimbabwe inewo zvakawanda zvainazvo zvainenge ichida kupakuriranawo nevamwe. Saka kuti ire yakakosha nekuti ndipo pane vanhu vakawanda vanoshanda muHIV vanosanganisira vana chiremba, vanoongorora, vanoshanda nevanhu mudzimba uyezve vanoita vanogara munharaunda vachibatsirana nevamwe munharaunda kuita community work nevanoshanda muzvipatara vese vari kuno.
Sangano reUnited Nations rinoti rinoda kupedza mukondombera panosvika gore ra2030 uye panguva imwe cheteyo richiwanira vanhu mishonga. Asi United Nations inoti pachine mutambo sezvo pachine vanhu vanodarika mamiriyoni makumi matatu vari kurarama neutachiwana pasi rose vakawanda vari muAfrica. Vanhu vakawanda vanonziwo vari kutapurirwa chirwere ichi zvikuru kuNorth Africa nekuMiddle East uye kuRussia. KuRussia kunonzi nyaya iri kupa kuti chirwere chipararire kuramba kutambira nyaya dzechingochani. Asi vakawanda vanoita zvechingochani ava vanonzi vari kubatwa nechirwere ichi zvakanyanya. VaMolokele vanoti Zimbabwe inarawo dambudziko rekusada kupinza ngochani muzvirongwa zvayo zvekudzivirira chirwere ichi.
Muchirungu vanonzi masexual minorities they are drivers of the epidemic, saka they should be the center of the response. Saka tirikutokumbira kuti Zimbabwe dai tichiongorora nyaya iyo.
Amai Tolana vanotendawo kuti kushaya mari kuri kupa kuti zvinhu zvikone n'anga murapwa achida pakudzivirira kupararira kwedenda iri.
Ndi dambudziko rinenge riri pasi rose. Nekuti mari inenge iri kudzikira iri kuuya yekubatsira.
Kutapuriranwa kwechirwere muZimbabwe kwakadzikira kubva pazvikamu gumi kubva muzana kusvika pazvikamu gumi nezvishanu kubva muzana. Vanhu vanosvika miriyoni imwe chete nezviuru mazana mana vari kurarama neutachiwana muZimbabwe. Iko zvino tochimbotarisa nhau dzemitambo. Highlanders ndiyo yave pamusoro pemakundano eCastle Premier Soccer League, apo zvimwe zvikwata zvasvika pakati pemakundano uye zvave kuenda kuzororo pakati pegore. Mutori wedu wenhau dzemitambo Michael Kariati anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Yanga iri sondo yekupemberera kwevanhu nekuzhamba zvekare kwevamwe, apo zvimwe zvikwata zvakasvika pakati nepakati pemakundano eKasolaga Premier Soccer League. Asi zvimwe zvasarira nemutambo mumwe chete kuti zvisvikewo pakati pamitambo yainakidza zvikuru. Kune veHighlanders Bosso, avo vachiine mutambo mumwe chete kuti vasvikewo pakati nepakati pemitambo yepagore, vakave nenguva yekufara mushure mekuenda pamusoro pemakundano aya vatamba mitambo gumi nemina vaine mapoints makumi matatu zvimwe chetezvo neFC Platinum iyo yatambawo mitambo gumi nemina uyezve iine mapoints makumi matatu asi Highlanders vari pamusoro nekuti vakanwisa zvibodzwa zvakawandana. Izvi zvakauya zvekare zvine mutsindo mushure mekunge vakadambura chikwata chaitungamira cheCapes United 1-0 muBarber Field Stadium nezuro nechibodzwa chakabva kuna Bruce Kangwa kwapera maminutes makumi matanhatu nematatu. Murairidzi weHighlanders Errol Agbaye anoti ari kushamisika nemanetero anga akaita Capes United sezvo muchikamu chechipiri vanga voita sevanhu vakanga vasina kugadzirira mutambo uyu zvakakwana. Mutambi weCapes United Leonard Sipa akapiwa kadhi dzvuku mushure mekunge atunga nemusoro mutambi weHighlanders Peter Muduwa izvo zvazoita kuti makepe-kepe ipedze mutambo nevatambi gumi. Sipa haasi kutamba apo zvikwata zviviri izvi zviri kusangana zvekare muNational Sports Stadium musi wa30 Chikunguru. Kukundwa kweCapes United uku kwasiya yave pachinhano chechitatu pasi zvekare FC Platinum iyo yakarova Blue City 1-0. Dynamos yapedza iri pachinhano chechishanu asi zvisina mutsindo mushure mekuita mangange muRufaro Stadium neZPC Kariba iyo yapedza iri pachinzvimbo chechishanu. Murairidzi wechikwata cheDynamos Floyd Mutasa anoti achitarisa pavapedza vari vane tarisiro kuti vachapedza zvakanaka gore rino achitarisa kutambudzika kwavakaita gore richangotanga.
Kutanga kwatakaita zvanga zvakaoma zveshuwa asi nekufamba kwenguva takanga takuona kuti zvinhu zvedu zvinenge zvanga zvaakuendeka kusvika pari nhasi zvekuti tine tarisiro tichitarisira chinhano chechipiri.
Mutasa anoti vanga vasingade kunyadzisa kuti panguva ino vange vari pachinhano chegumi neshanu achiti iye ari kukumbira vatsigiri vechikwata chake kuti varambe vakasimba murubatsiro rwavo. Murairidzi weZPC Kariba Sande Chidzambwa anoti ari kufarawo zvekare nepavapedza vari achiti iye vatambi vavakatenga gore rapera varatidza chivimbo chakaiswa pavari achiti iye havasi kuda kunyadzisa mukupera kwegore. Mimwe mitambo yevhiki regumi neshanu yakapera seizvi: Harare City 1 Chicken Inn 1, Border Strikers 0 Hauma Inn 1, Chapungu 2 Mutare City Rovers 0, Ngezi Platinum Stars 3 Triangle 1, Cholocho Pirates 3 Wange 0. Kwapera mitambo yepakati pegore zvikwata zvina zviri pamusoro-soro ndeizvi: Highlanders 30 points, FC Platinum 30 points, Capes United 29 points, Dynamos 25 points. Zvikwata zvina zviri pasi-pasi ndeizvi: Wange 18 points, Cholocho Pirates 11 points, Mutare City Rovers 10 points, Border Strikers 6 points. Totarisa mutambo wetennis. Chikwata chenyika cheDavis Cup chakoromoka kubva muEuro Africa Zone Group 2 kudzika kuEuro Africa Zone Group 3 mushure mekudamburwa 3-2 neGeorgia muMissouri Tennis Club Tbilisi mumutambo wemazuva matatu uyo wakapera nezuro. Zimbabwe yaive yakatungamira 2-1 zvikwata izvi zvichienda muzuva regumisira asi ikarohwa mitambo miviri yaive yasara mushure mekunge Mark Finn naBenjamin Locke vakundikana. Izvi zvave kureva kuti Zimbabwe yave kuenda kuEuro Africa Zone Group 2 kune zvikwata zvisingagone zvakawanda zvacho zvemuAfrica. Mutambi mukuru wemuZimbabwe Takanyigarananga haana kukwanisa kunotamba kuGeorgia sezvo paive nemamwe makundano ayo aive akapinda kare kuUSA uko anogara. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Vateereri musakanganwa kuti muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa kuratidzira kuri kuitwa nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri munyika nekunze. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anokoneka nemufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu, Doksia Emina, Chris Gande naMarvelous Mhlanganya uye munhau dzechirungu.
Thank you, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 18th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Pastor Ivan Mawarire of the This Flag campaign dismisses claims that he is a ZANU-PF imposter, with some Zimbabweans quizzing his authenticity as a champion of change.
I have nothing else to say in terms of disproving that, but I am neither an agent of ZANU-PF, neither am I an agent of the West, the UK or the Europe.
Zimbabweans stage a protest over the deteriorating economic situation in the country.
We are saying here the Zimbabweans have been resilient for so long. Zimbabweans have taken it for too much. They are hungry. They are now getting angry because there's nothing on the table. A hungry man is an angry man.
And Zimbabwe People First leader Joyce Mujuru pledges to engage the international community if her party is elected into power.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. After giving the voiceless a voice and hope to millions of Zimbabweans reeling from a depressed economy, Pastor Ivan Mawarire of the popular hashtag This Flag campaign last week quietly left Zimbabwe for South Africa, sparking speculation that he has abandoned his growing number of followers. There were even reports in some sections of the media claiming that Mawarire is an imposter acting on behalf of some ZANU-PF followers to chip away support from the opposition. One story that has gone viral claimed that Mawarire was on his way to the United States to seek asylum after accomplishing his alleged mission to disenfranchise the ranks of the opposition. Although Mawarire posted a Facebook message on Friday seeking to allay the fears of many who say they have lost trust in him, speculation has continued growing that he is not what he is. An independent political analyst, Denise Lumacapulana, told Studio 7 that there is a glimmer of hope for Zimbabweans seeking change in Mawarire, although he does not rule out the growing skepticism.
Think from general observations, increasingly he is becoming trusted. There are observations that he has been close to the system and that he has sort of been brought up within the perimeters of the present regime. However, what we can observe is that politics throughout the world is populated by such characters and individuals. Some of them are spooks, spies, agents of the regime. But that really has never stopped populations from engaging in counter-hegemonic anti-regime movement. It is possible that even if Ivan Mawarire is a spook or an agent, the population of Zimbabwe can go beyond his spookiness and do what they want to do and challenge and even dethrone the system. So it will be to favor and credit the system to stop because he is being suspected. Yeah. There are 50-50 chances that he could be an agent, he could be not, but populations can never be stopped from what they want to achieve because an individual is a suspect, even if he is leading a movement.
But if he indeed is a spook, as you are saying, would he be someone close to Mnangagwa, as is being alleged in some sections of the media?
If he was a spook, he would be more of a creature of the intelligence, not directly aligned to one faction.
That was independent commentator Denise Lumacapulana. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from South Africa. we reached Pastor Ivan Mawarire himself, who says he's meeting Zimbabweans in South Africa to find the way forward for the beleaguered country. We started by asking him if it's true that he skipped the country and that he's heading to the U.S. to seek asylum.
Yes, I've heard the news and seen some of the information that's going around. I think let me categorically say that that is not true. I've traveled on a scheduled trip. I do regular trips to South Africa and even beyond. And this was a scheduled trip that I had already on my books.
When do you think you are going to be back in Zimbabwe?
Well, I'll be back there pretty soon. I think you know, for me, those are personal details pertaining to my travel. But it won't be long till I'll be back.
There have also been reports in the media that you are probably a ZANU-PF agent. Can you clarify?
Again, I've heard and seen some of those going around. And it's unfortunate that when something happens in Zimbabwe that people don't understand, there are a few people that want to put a spin to it. Again, let me say this. I have nothing else to say in terms of disproving that. But I am neither an agent of ZANU-PF, neither am I an agent of the West, the UK or the Europe, and neither am I an agent of the opposition parties in Zimbabwe. I'm a citizen of Zimbabwe, and that is as simple as it is.
There have also been reports that you are probably heading here to the U.S. Is that true?
No, heading out there has always been part of my business. I'm not heading there right away. I'll be going back to Zimbabwe first before I make a trip out to the USA for a church business, which I regularly do. But heading out there in terms of asylum, as has been reported, is not true. That is not part of my plan. I have committed no crime in Zimbabwe. I am an upstanding citizen who abides by the law and has done everything according to the Constitution. So I have no reason at all to be skipping or to be running off to any other country.
There have been questions that have been asked about what you eventually want to see in Zimbabwe. Is it a new president, or you still want the same status quo but with the five demands that you have put forward?
I think the five demands we put across are a starting point to some of the changes that we want to see in Zimbabwe. Ultimately, the core of this flag is about seeing a better Zimbabwe. It's about citizens getting involved in building a better Zimbabwe. And I think for me, going ahead or looking ahead, Zimbabwe cannot look different if we continue with the same ideas and the same people. So effectively, what we are looking for as this flag going forward into the future and as the elections come is a chance for a new set of thinkers, a new set of leaders to take charge of our nation. It's a right that we have to be able to choose that new set of people to govern us, and we want a chance to do that.
There have also been questions raised about this flag being fronted by an individual without any structures on the ground.
This flag is different. This flag is housed within the hearts of Zimbabweans that love their country. And I think this is the unique factor or the winning factor of this flag. We are not trying to be a formal organization. We're not trying to be structured. We are relying on the fact that the citizens have a cry, or the citizens have a direction that they want to go. And we want to be able to house that energy within every Zimbabwean, not within one person, not within one structure, not within, you know, a document of some sort.
But the question still remains that if the citizens of Zimbabwe are the structure, there is a vacuum. Like right now, people are saying the pastor has abandoned us. And if you had a deputy or a structure, people would be turning to that deputy or the structure. What do you say?
Again, this is where we start to fall short. Turning to a deputy or turning to a savior person or savior structure, and even in the case where people are saying pastor is the one that we are turning to, that itself is a mistake. Each person is the one that is responsible for this movement.
That was Pastor Ivan Mawarire of the hashtag This Flag campaign. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Business came to a standstill in Shinhoi on Saturday when most residents joined MDCT activists to demonstrate against what they called ZANU-PF mismanagement of the economy. That was part of the Beat the Port campaign, an initiative of the MDCT Women's Assembly. Arthur Chigoriwa reports.
Demonstration that was initially barred by the police, citing manpower shortages, was allowed to proceed by Shinhoi Magistrate Takawira Mugabe on Friday afternoon, leaving the organizers with little time to mobilize people for the event. One of the demonstrators, Konsilia Chinanjavana, who was abducted in 2008 with seven others, including her husband, and spent 55 days at an unknown place being tortured by state security agents, said the people of Zimbabwe have been resilient for too long, but are now demanding that the ruling party should be accountable to the electorate.
We are saying here, the Zimbabweans have been resilient for so long. Zimbabweans have taken it for too much. They are hungry. They are now getting angry because there's nothing on the table. A hungry man is an angry man. The people of Zimbabwe need jobs. The people of Zimbabwe need food. They can only get it with a transparent government that can protect the economy of the nation, that can make us produce, that can make our children have jobs so that they can have self-sustenance. If they can't do that, they better resign.
An MDC youth who wanted to be identified as Obey said President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party has failed to create 2 million jobs it promised in the 2013 general elections. He said Mr. Mugabe should step down for failing the nation.
He must go. And we've got a lot of reasons to justify our position when we say Robert Mugabe has to go. He has failed to deliver his promises, to start with the promise of 2.2 million jobs that he brought to the people of Zimbabwe in 2013. It's now 3 years down the line, and not even a single job has been created. But instead, we've seen the mushrooming of multitude of vendors, which is contrary to his promise of creating 2.2 million jobs. Secondly, it is the issue of rampant corruption.
Some women were beating pots at the event, symbolizing that there's nothing to cook because there's no food at home. One of those who was beating an empty pot is Mrs. Angeline Mapondera of Chitambo High Density Suburb. Mrs. Mapondera says there's no food to cook as her husband was not gainfully employed. Another youth, Lawrence Ginger, who joined the demonstration midstream, said he decided to join the event because demonstrations are the only way to force President Robert Mugabe to listen to their problems. The demonstrators urged the government to abandon the introduction of bond notes, pay civil servants on time, and to bring back abducted activist Itai Dzamara. Reporting for Studio 7 in Shinhoi, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.
Meanwhile, Zimbabweans protested today outside the Zimbabwe embassy in Sweden to show their solidarity with their colleagues back home. There were also similar protests staged in South Africa, Australia, and Washington, D.C. Saturday. Zimbabweans in New York are expected to protest at the Zimbabwe embassy this Thursday.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard, and let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Join us tomorrow when we will be speaking with young Zimbabweans in the diaspora who have joined in protesting in solidarity with others in Zimbabwe currently calling for President Mugabe to step down.
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
Zimbabwe People First leader and former Vice President Joyce Mujuru says her party is expected to engage the international community to revive the economy if elected into power, unlike the current ruling ZANU-PF, which is always attacking the West for nearly all problems faced by Zimbabweans. Reporter Lloyd Hamoyo has the story from Mutare.
Mrs. Mujuru told about 5,000 people attending a Zimbabwe People First rally on Saturday at Sakuva Stadium in Mutare, Manicaland Province, that her party would create mutual relations with many nations.
What we are saying is that you do not insult people around you when in future you will need their help. As people first, we do not choose who to work with. We shall look everywhere and we take what is good for us as Zimbabweans and pursue that. If we have nothing to do with some country, we will simply remain quiet and not scold others. And that is what has landed us in this mess.
President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party crafted what it called a look east policy following a fallout with the West that imposed targeted sanctions on some senior ruling party officials following allegations of alleged human rights violations and election rigging. So-called mega deals signed by the Chinese and Belarus are yet to bear tangible results. Mrs. Mujuru said relations with any nation should benefit Zimbabwe.
People first will look everywhere to move ahead and give people hope and transformation. That is what we are looking for. As leaders, we do not just travel anywhere and come back empty-handed. When you go out, you have to make sure you bring with you something for the children back home. That is what we know.
She said Zimbabweans are seeking answers on the country's deteriorating economic situation, stressing that local people don't deserve to be severely punished by the police for making these demands. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.
That was Lloyd Ham. Thank you very much. And Lloyd Ham couldn't talk to presidential spokesman George Charamba and ZANU-PF spokesman Simon Kayamoyo because they were not available for comment.
Coming up, Zimbabweans attend International AIDS Conference in South Africa.
And now we go to our regional and international news.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Monday he supported bringing perpetrators of the attempted coup in Turkey to justice, but warns the government against going, quote, too far, while restoring order in that country.
And a former U.S. Marine has been identified as the gunman who shot and killed three police officers and wounded three others Sunday morning in the southern U.S. city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a city already on edge following the point-blank shooting earlier this month of a black man by the police.
And in our health segment, the five-day International AIDS Conference started in the port city of Durban, South Africa, today at the International Convention Center. Every year, the International AIDS Conference has a dedicated theme. This year is Access Equality Rights Now. It is a call to action to work together and reach the people who still lack access to comprehensive treatment, prevention, care and support services. Reporter Blessing Zulu gives us more.
More than 60% of people living with HIV remain without antiretroviral therapy. Women and girls, men who have sex with men, transgender people, sex workers, young people, and people who use drugs and other marginalized groups remain underprioritized in the response. Investment in HIV prevention research appear to have flattened, and widespread violations of human rights, including criminalization, continue to undermine effective responses. This is the challenge facing experts gathered in South Africa. South African Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa, who also chairs the South African National AIDS Council, told a press conference that the gathering is key in fighting the pandemic.
This is the second time that South Africa is hosting this global conference.
gathering of some 18,000 people, which really brings together professionals, health workers, scientists, activists, policymakers, and indeed also people living with HIV. And all of us are involved in a common cause of ridding this world of this epidemic.
The Zimbabwe delegation at the conference is headed by Health Minister Dr. David Parire Nyatwa, who says the key message to the conference was prevention. He said for Harare to achieve its target on ending AIDS, there was need to, quote, close the tap of new HIV infections, close quote. Daniel Molokele, Executive Director at AIDS Accountability International, says Harare can reap huge benefits from the conference.
It's important that Zimbabwe be visible here because we're one of the countries that is worst affected by the HIV epidemic.
Chairwoman Martha Tolana of the Zimbabwe Network for Positive Women concurs.
Zimbabwe will also be sharing their lessons learned and what they've come up in research. So this is highly significant.
Ending the pandemic by 2030 has been set as the goal by UN member nations. They've also pledged the treatment for 30 million people living with HIV by 2020. Mr. Ban told the conference today that the funding remains a stumbling block in achieving this goal.
The world has proven that when we come together, we can transform lives. But the gains are inadequate and fragile. More than half of all people living with HIV still lack access to treatment.
There are some 36.7 million people worldwide living with HIV/AIDS, mainly in sub-Saharan Africa. Of these, only 17 million are receiving treatment. By ending the epidemic by 2030, the world would avert 18 million new HIV infections and 11.2 million AIDS-related deaths between 2013 and 2013. In April 2001, the African Union countries met in Abuja and pledged to set a target of allocating at least 15% of their annual budget to improve the health sector and urged donor countries to scale up support. Years later, only one African country reached this Abuja Declaration target. Molokela says this is a major blow to fighting the pandemic.
Not just HIV, health in Africa is struggling in terms of financial priorities. Most budgets in Africa prioritize security, the army and the police, you know, instead of social situations.
Tolana echoes the same sentiments.
It's worrying because we wonder how we will manage, but despite that, I think everyone on the Zimbabwe team that is working around HIV is committed.
New infections globally fell 6% since 2010 from 2.2 million to 2.1 million, and AIDS-related deaths have almost halved from their peak at 2 million in 2005. Although Harare's prevalence rate has dropped to around 15%, Zimbabwe is still grappling with inadequate funding to curtail the disease. Zimbabwe has the fifth highest HIV prevalence in sub-Saharan Africa. At least 1.4 million people are living with HIV, including 170,000 children, equating to 4% of the global total. The International AIDS Society, or IAS, which organizes the conference, is the world's leading independent association of HIV professionals with over 18,000 members from more than 196 countries working at all levels of the global response to AIDS. That has claimed more than 30 million lives in 35 years. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Blessing Zulu.
By the end of this week, the Republican Party here in the U.S. will have officially nominated Donald Trump as its presidential candidate and presented its opening shot in the general election race that culminates with U.S. voters making their choice on November 8. Monday's opening day of the party's convention in Cleveland, Ohio, is focused on national security and immigration. Speakers include former governor of Border State Texas Rick Perry, the mother of an American killed in Benghazi, Libya, several immigration reform advocates, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and Trump's wife Melania. In an interview with a CBS 60-minute broadcaster Sunday night, Trump answered a question about the state of the world with an answer that is a likely preview of criticisms that will be directed this week at President Barack Obama and Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton.
Trump has proposed building a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border, as well as banning Muslims from entering the country. He soft and lies slightly on the Muslim ban in Sunday's interview, suggesting he would focus more on people's country of origin. VOA's Abdul Shakur, who is in Cleveland, speaks with Studio 7's Chiwoni Sojani about the convention.
In Cleveland, Ohio, the main convention for the Republican Party is starting off today. The kickoff is today where major speakers will be talking. One of them is Giuliani, who is the former mayor of New York, and the wife of Donald Trump, Melania. They're going to talk, and they're going to talk about Make America Safe Again. At the same time, there's going to be a lot of demonstrations which are planned. They're going to start very soon. There's a demonstration against Trump, and the Trump campaign has called everybody who supports Trump to come out at a place here in Cleveland to demonstrate and demonstrate support for Donald Trump. So there's a lot of activities taking place.
People turning up, are they coming up in numbers? What is happening?
In reality, what is happening is that people of Cleveland are not present here at the meeting. What is happening at the convention is specific members. There is about 4,000 members of the Republican Party and delegates who are here. That is well known. But there are about 50,000 people. Yeah, people have come from different parts of the country. There are plenty around here in town. They are from the left-wing parties or for the left-wing ideology up to the right-wing extreme ideology. So we are seeing huge amount of different parties of people with different causes coming here, those who are for supporting Trump and those who are against. So if we're talking of that dynamic, there is a lot of people here and there's going to be a lot of demonstrations, but they are being forced to be confined in a specific area.
What can you tell us about the immigrants that have attended?
Immigrants and people of different origins are outside. Those are the ones who are really demonstrating.
That was VOA's Abdul Shakur, who is in Cleveland, speaking there with Studio 7's Chiwoni Sojani.
For perspective on the processes of electing a United States president, including such conventions, Chiwoni Sojani reached Tonderai Mudzinganyama, a Zimbabwean living in the United States.
As a citizen of both Zimbabwe and the United States, I think some of my biggest concerns are around the immigration rhetoric that Trump has been talking about as of late. But I think what the convention is probably going to do is give us deeper insight as to the balance that Mike Pence will be bringing in to what Trump has been talking about during his campaign and the lead up to the convention.
There, are you going to be attending?
Surprisingly, my work schedule has me working in Cleveland beginning tomorrow, and I will be done with my personal work schedule, so nothing to do with the actual convention itself. I'm obviously going to try and attend or be at one of the local functions.
You mentioned the racial rhetoric. What can you tell us in terms of the immigrants in this country?
I think the intent behind the idea is noble because of all the terrorist activity that's been taking place. But I think with how it's been addressed thus far, the concern is it's going to blanket innocent immigrants under that stop-and-go policy that he wants to implement. So maybe greater detail on how he plans to halt all immigrants from coming into the country and while he's also trying to fight and curb terrorism. So the convention hopefully will shed light on what that policy is going to look like in the run-up to the actual elections.
That was Tonderai Mudzinganyama speaking with Studio 7's Chiwoni Sojani from Ohio.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. when our hosts Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking with listeners and experts about protests in Zimbabwe as Pastor Ivan Mawarire of this flag engages Zimbabweans living in South Africa.
If you wish to join the show, you can send up a WhatsApp message on +1 202 465 0318. That number again, +1 202 465 0318.
And now to recap today's top stories.
Pastor Ivan Mawarire of the hashtag This Flag campaign dismisses claims that he is a ZANU-PF imposter, with some Zimbabweans quizzing his authenticity as a champion of change.
Zimbabweans stage protests over the deteriorating economic situation in the country.
And Zimbabwe People First leader Joyce Mujuru pledges to engage the international community if her party is elected into power.
That's our broadcast this evening. Join us at 7 every evening for news in three languages and visit us on the internet at www.studio7news.com. For more on our top stories, you can send us an email to studio7@voanews.com or text us at the following number, 001-202-465-0318. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Ntungameli Nkomo. This is Chris Gande in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Chris Lomavela si lechana njani mthwakazi omuhle siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 18 ngontulikazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungamile inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Ukutshengisela kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala emazweni achiyeneyo zisola umbuso webandla lezanu PF kuyadlondlobala. Umkhokheli womzabalazo we this flag umnumzana Ivan Mawarire uhlangana lezizalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa. Seliphindele esiqongweni sengalane yemiklomelo iqembu le Highlanders ngemva kwemidlalo ye Premier Soccer League edlalwe ngempela viki. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizo zizwa kulumsakazo. Ukutshengisela kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala emazweni achiyeneyo zisola umbuso webandla lezanu PF kuqhubekele phambili ngempela viki. Njalo namuhla bekutshengisela izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kule Sweden. Amakhulu abantu emazweni afana leAustralia leMelika batshengisele ngomgqibelo besekela umzabalazo wetajamuka le this flag. Besithi sokuyisikhathi sokuthi uMongameli Robert Mugabe achiye intambo zombuso ngoba esehlulekile ukubusa kuhle lokuvuselela umnotho welizwe. Abahlala eMelika batshengisele esigodlweni someli weZimbabwe eWashington DC lapho ababuthane khona bethwele amafulegi eZimbabwe. Bebetshaya njalo imbiza bethwele impini besekela umkhankaso osungulwe ngomunye wabasekeli bakamnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai, unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe kobulawayo ngomgqibelo. UMakhuphe labanye bakhe bathi kuphumelele kakhulu ukutshengisela kwabo. Kulokunye njalo ukutshengisela kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala eMelika okuza kuba khona ngolwesine edolobheni leNew York. Sixhume umgcini sihlalo we-MDCT khonapha eMelika umnumzana Dan Moyo ongomunye wabantu abatshengiseleyo ngomgqibelo.
Sisola konke nje okwenzakala ekhaya, sisola ukuthi njengamanje i-government ka-Robert Mugabe isihlulekile ukubusa into zonke ekhaya sezimoshakele, akuselamsebenzi, indlala isigcwele elizweni, i-corruption isiyandile, into zakhona ziningi kakhulu. And okubalulekileyo kithi ukuthi sokumele kube lotshintsho olubonakalayo, kumele kube lama-reform awe-election azokwazi ukuthi kube lama-election azokhetha umuntu ofiselwa ngabantu ukuthi abuse ilizwe lakithi. Njengoba sibona imisebenzi ayikho, lezimali ziyatshontshwa, nakula ma-investigation ayenziwayo i-government, okusitshengiselayo thina ukuthi bona ngokwabo abasembusweni yibona abakorrupt ngakho sithi thina njengamazimbabweni isikhathi sokuthi bayehliswe ezikhundleni sesifikile.
Sibonile ukutshengisela lokhu kusenzakala emazweni achiyeneyo kubo South Africa, Australia, khonapha eMelika, kubo Bhilithane. Uhulumende umbona elalela yini kumbe ngumzabalazo ozobuya uphele nje uphelele eboyeni njengesithukuthuku zenja?
Angiboni kungumzabalazo ongaphelele emoyeni lo ngoba amazimbabweni aphume ngobuningi babo. Yebo, yes, le government engalaleli isifiso zabantu, kodwa okusalayo ayikho i-government engakholi ukuqhubeka ibusa abantu asebeyijikele ngoba abantu abasayifuni le government. Ngakho-ke kuzomele i-government ikwazi ukuthi ukubusa kwabo akusafunakali abantu abasawufuni umbuso wabo. And ngoba lasekhaya siyabona nje ngama-stairway asesiba khona esenzakala almost regularly, kusho ukuthi ngezinye indlela i-government ayisela indlela ukuthi ingaqhubeka ifosela abantu osokusele ukuthi babize i-election ezoba lukhetho oluzokhetha uhulumende ofunwa ngabantu.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo ngumgcinisihlalo webandla le-MDCT khonapha eMelika. Ngemva kokupha ithemba abaningi elizweni, umfundisi Ivan Mawarire usuke abaningi bengazi walubhekisa kwele South Africa lapho athi ukhulumisana lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezikulelo lizwe ngodaba lweZimbabwe. Kulandela imbiko ebulenjini be-intanethi ethi uMawarire uthunywe libandla leZANU-PF ukuze achitha usekelo lwamabandla aphikisayo. Kodwa uMawarire ulandule limbiko kungxoxo ayenze lo Chris Gande we-Studio 7 namuhla esithi limbiko ingamanga njalo ijonge ukumngcolisa nje kuphela. Uthi njalo ngamanga ukuthi ulubhekise kwele Melika lapho afuna ukuyacela ubuphepheli esithi uzabuyela eZimbabwe kumalanga amalutshwana alandelayo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxele ngcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Dini Zulu Macaphulana, yena othi engaba eqotho uMawarire kodwa kumele uZulu amkhangele ngamehlo omabili.
Eqinisweni mnumzana uGandhi, ipolitiki umhlaba wonke ungaka kuyenzeka ukuthi kube labantu abayizithunywa bethunywe ngani bazokhokhela abantu ngani balezibindi kodwa bona besebenzela umbuso okhona bemunye abantu mungula njalo lokuthi bathathe amehlo abantu bayabeke kwenye indawo ukuze abantu bangakhangeli lokho kumele bakukhangele. Kodwa akutsho Gandhi ukuthi upolitiki sengama ngokuthi umuntu ucatshangela ukuthi angabe ngumcuphi kumbe eyisithunywa sombuso, ngoba esintwini bathi noma kulo mthakathi ekhaya kuyathethelwa kunjalo. So angiboni ukuthi kuyasolakala sibili isimo sakhe lapho avela khona labantu azwana labo le ndlela akhule ngayo ukuthi ngumuntu oseduzane lombuso. Kodwa lokho akusho ukuthi umphakathi weZimbabwe singama ukupolitika uthi lo muntu ungayithunyiwe ngcono siyekele ukumlandela. Sebengamlandela bagcine bedlulisa amalawulo ale into ayizamayo bayigqengale kwakhe benza abafuna ukukwenza. Akudingeki ukuthi abantu beze belahlekelwe lithemba.
Kodwa ke singathini nxa sibona ubana ngumuntu owenelise ukuthi avuse umdlazela kubo bonke lalabo kade bethi vele zompolitiki kasizingeni kodwa nampo labo sebekhuluma ngayena lo ubaba, ungathini wena lo?
Ye, ungamkhangela kahle indlela abuye ngayo. Ubuye njengomuntu othi yena akafuni kubusa abantu, ubuye futhi njengomuntu ongathi yena abantu kabamlandeli, but ubuye esebenzisa isonto njalo esebenzisa ukuthi ungumuntu othembekileyo esola nje okwenzakalayo elizweni. Abantu bakithi isikhathi esiningi umhlaba wonke nje jikelele bayamthemba umuntu ongaqhambiwa abufunayo othi yena hayi amfuni ukulikhokhela, amfuni mandla, amfuni imali, ngisolo okwenzakalayo. So uzenze wathembeka masinyane ngakhona ukuthi bengelabandla akilo ubengafuni kuvotelwa, but esithi yena ubuhlungu ngokwenzakala emphakathini. So uphangise wathembakala ngenxa yalokho wasebuthelela abantu ngoba ekhanya engumuntu ongafuni lutho, ongafuni imali, ongafuni mandla, ongafuni kubusa. Yikho kumenze wabuthanisa abantu masinya kangaka.
Lo ngumnumzana Dini Zulu Macaphulana obexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 eseSouth Africa.
Ibandla lama Republicans namuhla liqale umkhosi walo omkhulu edolobheni leCleveland eOhio lapho eliza kwethula khona umnumzana Donald Trump okusemthethweni ukuthi abe nguye olimelayo kukhetho lokudinga umongameli weMelika ngolwezi. Umkhosi lo uza kulokufuthelana okukhulu elizweni kulandela ukudutshulwa kwamapholisa amathathu eLos Angeles izolo ngomunye undoda onsundu. Isehlakalo lesi silandele ukubulawa njalo kwamapholisa amahlanu eDallas kumaviki amabili edluleyo ngonsundu njalo. Kubikwa kunyakazela kakhulu eCleveland njalo kugcwele amapholisa alondoloza ukuthula. Sixhume isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eCleveland umnumzana Wayne Albertine yena othi ukufuthelana lokho kumenza ezwe elokwesaba.
Siqala namhlanje kodwa siyibona ku-TV kuphela. Siyesaba kulama protesters, kulama abantu abahlanyayo vele lapha ngadowntown. I'm not sure ngizabona namhlanje, see what's going on, see if anything happens, but ngiyesaba. That's the honest truth.
Kuyini okwesabayo kahle kahle?
Siyabona amapholisa abadabula abantu, badubula abantu, and ama-protesters lawo. And u-Trump yena, angimtrust vele umuntu wangkhona. I don't know ukuthi what is going to happen here. Vele, I was hoping ukuthi i-convention le beyenze e-New York or something ngale. You know, not a Cleveland la. The way abantu abakhuluma ngakho, maybe something's going to happen khona. So siyesaba kuphela. We're looking at everything happening in France, Turkey, ngale, you know, so much unrest in Lisbon. So hopefully it will be peaceful lapha eCleveland.
UTrump uthi wena awumethembi kuyini okusolayo ngaye?
UTrump vele antuzonda ma foreigners vele uTrump. Into yakhe vele la. Always talking against ama-Mexicans, ama-illegals, ama-foreigners vele. So mina ngivele eZimbabwe, I can't side lo muntu onjalo.
Ngezinye indlela ungathi wena uyamele kuhlangothi luka Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, I mean those are the only choices. Mina uHillary la ngimthandi kangaka, but seems like the more logical choice than uTrump. Out of the two, I think uHillary ungcono.
Bakhona abangane bakho labo abathi kabasoze bahambe ku-convention yonale ngoba besesaba nje besethuka njengawe?
Sibaningi, sibaningi. Siyibona ku-TV and we're just hoping ukuthi abantu ba, you know, they stay safe lapha. But you never know what can happen, Elizabeth. There's too much crazy stuff going on, so akula mashuwa, you know.
Umnumzana Wayne Albertine isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eCleveland khonapha eMelika. Kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo kusasa sizabe sixoxisana labontanga beZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe ngokubambana abakwenzayo lozulu weZimbabwe ekusoleni umbuso weZANU-PF. Nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo lisazise ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Asihlanganeni kuhlelo The Connection lilami uNtungameli Nkomo lomunye wami uTatenda Gumbo. Inhlanganiso zezisebenzi zithi umanyano weSADC kumele ungenele kudaba lweZimbabwe kudingwe isisombululo kudaba lokubhidlika komnotho. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Lokhu kuza ngemva kwempumela yenhlolisiso eyenziwe inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions eveze ububi besimo kwezomnotho eZimbabwe. Izisebenzi ziqhubeka zithwele luklubhu zingalitholi iholo okuphazamisa inhlala kahle kaZulu. Unobhala jikelele weZCTU umnumzana Jafet Moyo uthi kungaba ngumbono omuhle nxa udaba lweZimbabwe lungabuyiselwa njalo eSADC.
Singakhangela ama conditions akhona kwamanje
ngama same conditions esasilawo ngesikhathi isadaga ize ilubamba udabu leZimbabwe kuze kube le inclusive government amaZimbabwe enza ayiphakathi kwenkinga i-economy ingama ngamadolo phansi kulokuhlukumikezana abantu bechaywa yikho esesikubona abantu bebotshwa yikho esesikubona kwamanje yikho sibona ukuqhakathekile ukuthi alubathi nje isadakhe nje iyakukhangelisa ukuthi hayi abakwenzayo lokhuyana azange beluqede udubo abona abalubamba bachiyele endleleni sebebuye sokubuyele lapho kwakukhona ngesikhathi beze bebencedise sokufanele njalo indaba leyo bayikhangelisise.
Wengeza umoya ethi impumela yale i-report iyabadanisa kakhulu njengenkokheli yezisebenzi.
Nxa sikhangela izakhiwo eziphakathi kwelizwe kuyatshengisela ukuthi kungaba le mali kodwa sibona nje izisebenzi azikholi. Esinye sokunazela ukuthi nje sesilabayanga abathize abantu bangafa nje besahlile kuya ezibhedlela ngendawo yokuthi abantu abaholi siyathola ukuthi abantwana abasoze bephumelele kuya esikolo elakusasa seliminyamake ebantwaneni bethu yikho sikubona kuphuma phakathi kwe-report.
Umnumzana Nathan Banda usebenzela i-ZCTU kuhlangothi olubona ngezokuvikela ingozi emsebenzini. Ubanda uthi isimo esikhona elizweni sidinga ukuthathelwa amanyathelo ngokuphangisa.
Sithe sikubona sakuhluza sabona ukuthi khona kumele sicine khona ukuzwisisa sibe ngabantu abahlangana labanye sibizane siqoqane sonkeni senze umhlangano omkhulu sikhuluma ngodaba lolu ngenxa yokuthi udaba olunje lungahlala lukhulunywa kuma meetings or emhlanganweni kulokho esithi ngama TNF kwesinye isikhathi akusiniki umvuzo oyiwo esabe sifuna ukuthi khona ngani kuyasebenzeka. Singakukhangela silabantu abaningi asebele minyaka ethize bengaholi 3 years, 4 years, 5 years.
Ekhuthaza ukuhlanganyela ndawonye abantu babonisane phezu kwalolu daba.
Okufunakalayo ukuthi sihlanganise umbono sonke sibone ukuthi singenza njani ngokuhlangana endaweni eyodwa nje kungabe kuse-stadium kungabe kuse open space lapho singakhuluma ngalo lolu daba siqoqe izikhulumi ezivela kwezinye inhlanganiso engqinye singathola impendulo ukuthi singakuqeda njani lokho kusebenza singaholi. Kuyindaba yama employers abayibo abaqhubela phambili udaba lolu esasikhuluma ngalo lwe capitalism le individualism lokujontsha khona ukusitshontshela imali lezo siphandinganisa sikhola singakukhangela ukungaholi lokhu lama pensions ethu lawo asenkingeni.
Ingcwethi kwezomnotho zithi lalawo mankampani anganelisa ukutholisa isebenzi iholo engakwenzi lokho ecatsha ngesimo somnotho. Ingcwethi kweziphathelene lezisebenzi zona zithi kusobala ukuba iziphathamandla zikahulumende zingazihluphi ukudinga indlela zokusilungisa isimo somnotho ngoba zona zidla zisutha uzulu esidla ingqoqo zomlomo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevis Gama.
Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Amapolisa amane akwele Kenya amiswe phambi komthethwandaba esetheswa icala lokubulala igqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu ngenyanga edluleyo. Umnumzana Willy Kimani lo muntu ayemela umnumzana Joshua Mwenda kanye lomtshayeli weteksi ababehamba ngayo uJoseph Muiruri. Izihlobo labangane bamapolisa abulawe edolobheni leBaton Rouge eLouisiana eMelika ngesonto ngomunye undoda onsundu oyekubutho babe lombuthano yokubakhumbula namuhla. Abantu abanengi ikakhulu emaphandleni bakhala ngokuthi lokhe bebhekane lohlupho lokuhamba imango emide besiya emakliniki lezibhedlela. Kubika uNothando Spanda.
Lanxa uhulumende elenjongo yokuthi wonke umuntu afinyelele ikliniki kumbe isibhedlela phansi kwamakhilomitha alitshumi, lokhu kuliphupho kuningi likaZulu emaphandleni eZimbabwe. Kulawo makliniki akhona, uZulu uthi akula mithi labodokotela okwenza bagcine besiya ezibhedlela ezinkulu kumbe bebuyela ukuyahlala lemikhuhlane emakhaya. Unkosikazi Sipho Dube owedandanda eluphane uthi impila kahle iliphupho kibo ngoba isitholwa ngabalemali abenelisa ukuyafinyelela ezibhedlela ezinkulu. Ikiliniki abayiyo abayithembileyo uthi ngejotsholo kodwa akuncedi ukuya khona ngoba akula mithi njalo abongi labo bayasilela.
Isibhedlela ngani uyahamba uthole ukuthi awunesibalutshwane ukuzwelatshe nxa ufika ekuseni kuvulwa kuze kuthiwa ufola okhuselayini ulindele ukuthi welatshwe.
Esinye njalo isakhamuzi unkosikazi Rita Phiri uthi sebeke bakhalaza izikhathi eziningi ukuthi bathole ikiliniki eduzane ngoba ejotsholo bahamba amakhilomitha alitshumi lanhlanu kuthi elupane ngamakhilomitha angamatshumi amabili.
Isibhedlela silohlupho lalo sibili ngoba sike sakhalaza ngokuthi singathola kumbe iklinika phakathi laphakathi kwevillage yethu lapha kumbe esikolo segumede kumbe emasinyane ukuthi kube seduzane nxa sigulelwa ngabantwana ngoba sihamba umango omude ejotsholo mbone ngani ungaba kungama-15 kilometers nxa uhamba ngenyawo kusuka lapha usiye eklinika yejotsholo. Elupane ngapha 20 kilometers sisiya khona ngenyawo kuyabe kunzima uyabe ungela mali yokuthi ugade emoteni ugade amabhasi lawo.
Wengeze ethi abongi labo abaselathando okokuthi lalapho ugulelwa kubi akula okunanzayo athi kazi kumbe kubangelwa yikusilela kweholo lokungabhadalwa ngesikhathi.
Uthi usufikile lakhona ngale uthole vele amanensi alananzi kangako kathesi angazi kumbe iluhlupho lwezimali zona lezo ukuthi kabatholi kahle imali ngendlela eqondileyo. Vele uyabona abazilakisele noma uthutha lo muntu wakhe egula kanganani akuze bambambe sibili kuyabe kulithuba elide njalo lelani yabo isindi funa benxa uthole thumbe 3 amanesi ekliniki kuyabe kunzima sibili.
Umnumzana Morgan Ncube ongumongi eSt Luke's uthi izibhedlela zakuleli zidinga ukuphathiswa ngemali ethi kuba buhlungu lakibo lapho izigulane zifika kodwa baswelele ukuthi bangaziphathisa ngani.
Kuqakathekile ukuthi laba abagula kancinyane baqale bayobona ekliniki. Ikliniki ingabona ukuthi hhayi ukugula kwabo kukhangelela ukuthi kuyobona ngama-specialist then baza kukhombisa ukuthi hamba ezibhedlela ezikhulu bangakuhambisa ngale then yikho esifuna ukuthi sibe la.
Esinye njalo isakhamuzi umnumzana Thabani Spanda ukhalazelaye ngesiphatho esikhona emakliniki. Ukwelapha uthi akuseyilo ubizo kodwa kukhanya abongi sebengena kulo msebenzi ngenxa yemali nje okwenza banganaki impilakahle yabantu.
Hayi emaklinika hayi asikela njalo futhi ungahamba kuona la amaklinika uyahlala ubambe ilayini uthole ukuthi hayi amanesi angikhona ukwamukela izigulane hayi kuba nzima sibili uthole ukuthi abantu sebezebayindlala khona phana abanye sebezilalele khona phana bedinga usizo ukuze kube nzima ufike ingxe kumbe ngu-8 yazoyetshaya ngu-4 hhayi ukuzithola usizo lwangikhona hhayi abantu bathole nzima.
Udokotela Nkazimulo Chuma osebenza esibhedlela seSt Luke's uthi okwengeza uhlupho kulesi siqinti yimigwaqo emibi eyenza kuthathe izakhamizi ilanga lonke ukuyafika esibhedlela. Ethi iningi lithembele ezinqoleni lamabhasi ahamba kanye ngelanga obekusenza ukuthi ukuzafika ngesikhathi esibhedlela kube sezandleni zophezulu.
So khona kuyana ukuthi umuntu uyaphuza ukuthola ukudinga usizo anti kuyangezelelwa ukuthi umuntu uyabe ekhatshana lesibhedlela. Sengacabanga ekhatshana ekhaya ukuthi kathesi okumele ngesibhedlela kodwa engxa umgwaqo oseduze ukhatshana kumele edinge inqola efika emgwaqweni. Engafika emgwaqweni amabhasi amekhaya amanye kayidlula insuku zonke uzalinda isikhathi eside ukuthi azathola ibhasi. Ibhasi lela nxa isithe yatholakala umgwaqo kawurayithi kayeso zihambe masinye efika esibhedlela. So ngendlela yona leyo kutho ukuthi sokungenzeka ukuthi afe phakathi lapha engakafiki esibhedlela.
Ngenxa yokusilela kwezibhedlela esigabeni seMathebelele North, izakhamizi eziningi ziphephela eSt Luke's laso esesisandelwa ngabantu. Uhulumende uyehluleka ukunika imali eyaneleyo kwizibhedlela zakhe eziyizo ezisetshenziswa nguZulu osokufake impilo zabantu engozini ngenxa yokusilela kwabodokotela kanye lemithi. Ngimele iStudio 7, nginguNothando Spanda.
Umhlangano womhlaba jikelele ophathelane lokulwisana lomkhuhlane wengculaza uqalile lamhlanje eDurban kule South Africa kulokutshengisela kwalabo abafuna uhulumende bathathe amanyathelo abanzi ekulwisaneni lalomkhuhlane. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe lazo zithi zivumelana labatshengiselayo laba. kubika uBenedict Nhlapho.
Akufanelanga kuphinde kwenzeke ukuthi abantu befe ngenxa yokuthi imithi yokwelapha iyadula kakhulu. Layo mazwi asemqoka equla lezinkulungwane zabantu abebetshengisela e-Albert Luthuli International Convention Center eDurban ngelanga lokuqala lomhlangano wamalanga amahlanu owe-International World AIDS Conference 2016. Kulamanxusa edlula izinkulungwane ezilitshumi lasishiyagalombili angena lomhlangano kukhandwa amacebo okulwisa ngcono umkhuhlane wengculaza. Kodwa kabebetshengisela laba abagoqela inhlanganiso ye-Alianza LAC engumanyano owaziwa umhlaba jikelele ekulweleni ukuthi imithi yokwelapha itholakale lula. Bakhuthaza amanxusa kulo mhlangano ukuthi ngikho konke okuxoxwayo kuqakathekiswe kutholakala lula kwemithi yokwelapha. Nkosazana Moblessing Thembo isizalwane seZimbabwe esisekela ukutshengisela lokhu.
These days kukhanya namaphilisi asekho futhi ngoba khona. So abantu bathwele nzima, uyabona ama-families abantu bathwele nzima kulezintandane ezathiwa ngabazali selabogogo and akula muntu abafidayo nge-situation le esilayo ekhaya sokunzima stereka. Uyehlule kuyathenga ama-ARV asiza abantu izwe lethu vele lwaseliwonakele.
Abebetshengisela laba abakhudaze unobhala jikelelwe inhlanganiso ye-United Nations uMnumzana Ban Ki-moon ukuthi aqinisekise ukuthi indingeko zomphakathi ziyaqakathekiswa kwedlula lezo ezamankampani alungisa imithi yokwelapha. Noba nje abebetshengisela laba bemukele ukuthi kunengi osekwenziwe ngohulumende emizameni yokuthi kube lula ukutholakala kwamaphilisi ehlisa ubuningi begciwane lengculaza emzimbeni ama-antiretroviral. Bathi ukudula kwemithi yokwelapha ezinye izifo ezibangelwa ligciwane lengculaza ezifana leminye imihlobo yemvukuzane i-TB leminye sekubangele imfa lobuhlungu obukhulu. Isizalwane seZimbabwe uMnumzana Nqabuto Mabena uthi ukhangelele ukuthi abamele uhulumende weZimbabwe kulo mhlangano bangakhulumi baphelele eDurban, kodwa kuye kwenziwa konke okuzavunyelwana kulo umhlangano.
Umuntu angaze abe lamaphilisi kodwa nxa engelakudla akuncedi ngalutho, ngoba nxa unatha amaphilisi kumele uqale udle. Kumele udle ekuseni, udle emini, udle ntambama. Kulabantu abaningi eZimbabwe abalala bengadlanga, kube nzima ukuthi abantu banathe amaphilisi lawo.
Abangena umhlangano lonyaka bagoqela abamela uhulumende, ingcitshi, ososayensi, abacwaningi labalwela amalungelo abaphila legciwane elibangela ingculaza. Abebetshengisela ke bona bathi ngokucula ingoma ezinje lokwethula amazwi anje kabathandabuza ukuthi izililo zabo zizwakele. Mele Studio 7 eDurban kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Live talk lamhla sikhangela ukutshengisela kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe ngempela viki zisola umoma oselizweni. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Ukuzigqiba ezosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Ukutshengisela kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala emazweni achiyeneyo zisola umbuso webandla leZANU-PF kuyadlondlobala. Umkhokheli womzabalazo weThis Flag uMnumzana Ivan Mawarire uhlangana lezizalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa. Ayike selugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguNtungamilinkomo. Lingayikatshana luyalandela uhlelo lweStudio 7 Live Talk. Lilani.